This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. Union Minister for Civil Aviation, Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu, says budget allocation for Northeastern region increased by 153% since 2014-2015. Seventh session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly adjourned CNADA after two-day sitting. Pechanga University College ranked 49th and Mizoram University placed 82nd in the latest national rankings of colleges and universities. Teachers' Day, marking birth anniversary of India's second president, Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, being celebrated today to honour teachers. The news in detail. Union Minister for Civil Aviation, Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu, has said that budget allocation for the Northeastern region has increased by 153% since the year 2014-2015. Since then, over 1.45 lakh crore rupees has been invested in the region alone for infrastructure under the PM Gati Shakti scheme. The Union Minister said this at the inaugural session of the Northeast Region Ministers Conference on Civil Aviation, come third Northeast Aviation Summit in Itanagar yesterday. The Union Minister informed that the government is going to have a modified Uran scheme extended for 10 more years. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu announced that Arunachal Pradesh is going to have two more airports very soon and sought support and technical assistance from the Union Civil Aviation Ministry. Civil aviation ministers and their representatives from all northeastern states, along with policymakers and industry leaders, participated in the day-long event to boost regional air connectivity and unlock aviation opportunities for the region. The seventh session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly was adjourned CNADA, marking the conclusion of its two-day sitting yesterday. Various issues concerning the state, including unemployment and safeguarding the rights of indigenous communities, were discussed. Two government bills, the Nagaland State Finance Commission Bill 2025 and Nagaland Floodplain Zoning Bill 2025, were passed during the session. Several reports were also placed on the table of the House. Speaker Sharingen Longkumar expressed his appreciation for all members, regardless of political affiliation, for their interest and enthusiasm in participating in discussions on topic of vital importance to Nagaland. The Pechanga University College has been ranked 49th and Mizoram University placed 82nd in the latest national rankings of colleges and universities released by the National Institutional Ranking Framework. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan highlighted that the National Institutional Ranking Framework is a flagship initiative of the ministry aimed at encouraging healthy competition among higher education institutions through a structured evaluation process. Launched in 2015, the NIRF celebrates its 10th anniversary this year. Pechanga University College and Mizoram University are the only institutions from the Northeast region to be included in the top 100 this year. Teachers' Day, marking the birth anniversary of India's second president, Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, is being celebrated today to honour the teachers who have been shaping the destiny of the nation. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan had served as an exemplary philosopher, statesman and educator. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to teachers at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi today. This prestigious award recognizes outstanding teachers whose dedication and commitment have elevated the quality of education and profoundly impacted the lives of their students. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the National Award-winning teachers in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi lauded the natural respect Indian society holds for teachers, calling them a powerful force in nation building. Functions are being held in educational institutions across the country to pay respects to teachers on the occasion of Teachers' Day today. A delegation from the Karnataka Legislative Assembly Committee on Public Undertakings called on Speaker of Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Thomas A. Sangma, in Shillong yesterday. The meeting marked interstate engagement, fostering of dialogue and strengthening of institutional cooperation between the two legislatures. The Karnataka delegation was led by Basavaraj Neelappa Shivananavar, member of the Legislative Assembly and chairman of the committee. The interaction with Speaker Sangma provided a platform for the exchange of insights on governance practices and public undertakings, thereby reinforcing the spirit of cooperative federalism and legislative collaboration. Chief Minister Naipaurio yesterday reiterated the state's commitment to protecting indigenous identity, reviewing reservation policies and enforcing the inner line permit, delivering his concluding remarks on safeguarding rights of indigenous communities on the last day of the assembly session. The Chief Minister emphasized on preserving Naga identity, rooted in history from resistance against the British to constitutional safeguards under Article 371A. The Chief Minister stressed that while all Indian citizens are welcome to work or reside temporarily in Nagaland, under proper permits, land ownership and certain civic privileges remain exclusive to indigenous inhabitants as per long-standing laws and traditions. Deputy Chief Minister in charge of Home, Wai Paton, has assured that the Nagaland government is taking all necessary steps to protect the interests of the state and its people, particularly those residing in the disputed area belt and in districts bordering Assam. Delivering a statement on the eviction of illegal immigrants at the DAB on the last day of the assembly session yesterday, he affirmed that the Nagaland government is actively monitoring and pursuing all matters related to the eviction drives initiated by the Assam government in the DAB areas, along with other ongoing border issues. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Main, attended the 56th meeting of the GST Council held in New Delhi on Wednesday. He expressed satisfaction with the outcomes of the meeting and emphasized that the decisions taken under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reflect the government's strong commitment to ease of living for citizens, ease of doing business for enterprises, and long-term growth for the economy. He assured that Arunachal Pradesh will continue to play a proactive role in ensuring that these benefits reach every section of society. The National Institute of Fashion Technology, Shillong, under the Union Ministry of Textiles, held its 13th convocation ceremony for the class of 2025 yesterday at Lariti International Centre for Performing Arts and Culture, Maodyangdeang, Shillong. The academic report was presented by Shankar Kumar Jha, the director, NIFT Shillong, who highlighted the institute's achievements and the remarkable journey of the graduating batch of 145 students. Meghalaya Tourism and Textiles Minister Paul Lingdo highlighted milestones such as indigenous textile Rindya's recognition with the GI tag and Meghalaya's forthcoming role as the host of the National Games 2027. Ms. Pooja Ratnakar, NIFT alumna, emphasized the power of designing thinking and social innovation in shaping sustainable futures while drawing from India's rich cultural heritage and educational traditions. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha on Wednesday inaugurated the Northeast Eastern Zone Badminton Championship organized by the Tripura Badminton Association. Over 200 players from Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram and Sikkim are participating in the four-day event. Dr. Saha said the inclusion of Sikkim in the zone has expanded the region's sporting fraternity beyond the traditional seven states. This championship reflects the unity and diversity of Northeast and provides a platform for the youth to showcase their talent at the national and international level, he remarked. The Northeast is already known as a cradle of talent in boxing, football and athletics, and similar excellence in badminton is also expected, he said. Dr. Saha noted that Tripura has constructed 8 synthetic turfs, 2 synthetic athletic tracks and 2 indoor sports halls in recent years. And before we end the headlines once again, Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu Kenjarapu says budget allocation for Northeastern region increased by 153% since 2014-2015. Seventh session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly adjourned CNADA after two-day sitting. Pechanga University College ranked 49th and Mizoram University placed 82nd in national rankings of colleges and universities. Teachers' Day, marking birth anniversary of India's second president, Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, being celebrated today to honour teachers. And with that, we end the Northeast Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.